Welcome back to KKNW 1150 AM and Positive Choice Talk Radio. My name is Deborah Saunders, and I'll be hosting the next half hour of our Energy Enhancement Forum, which features discussions on zero-point energy or scalar fields being applied in today's world. This forum is being sponsored in part by Energy Enhancement Systems in Hawaii. You can reach them at energyenhancementsystem.com and Sanfasea, Seattle's first scalar wave energy spa, located right here in SeaTac, Washington. For those of you who live in the greater Seattle area, you'll want to take down the note of Sanfasea's phone numbers. They're giving away a free hour session to new clients wanting to experience this incredible technology. That number is 206-242-1878. You can also reach Sanfasea on the web at scalarwaveonline.com. Now, scalar is spelled S-C-A-L-A-R, and then waveonline.com. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with the particular scalar wave technology that's being featured in today's show as well as in previous shows, picture on your mind an experience that can improve your well-being and accelerate your personal growth. Now, imagine entering into an actual environment for an hour or two that provides a therapeutic energy field, which has been shown not only to help balance your body's functions, but to provide anti-aging effects, and that can elevate your mood and increase your energy levels. Now, really, how many of us would not love to get back some of the energy that's expended just by life's ever-demanding challenges? But you may ask, well, what's so different about this therapy? Well, we're seeing some pretty interesting things come as a result of people going into this field. They actually experience rapid manifestation of desired outcomes when they actually meditate on them with intent in their energy enhancement system experience. And this is at the very core of a program that we at Sanfasea, Seattle's first scalar energy spa, use. This is a unique therapy. It's designed around your individual goals and intentions, and can help you to achieve new levels of inner peace and outer effectiveness. And to help you towards that end, as we mentioned at the outset, we'd love for you to experience that field for 1 hour on us. So give Sanfasea a call at 206-242-1878 to book your free session if you live in the greater Seattle area or if you want to even come in from out of the area. We'll have that number again for you when we break. But, you know, right now we'd like to welcome this week's special guest to our forum, Dr. James DeBoer. Dr. DeBoer is the founder of the Desert Wellness Institute, and he can be found on the web at www.desertwellnessinstitute.com, exactly how it sounds. He has been a licensed chiropractor in the state of California since 1984. He spent his internship not only in family practice, but has worked alongside the 1984 Olympic team chiropractors as an assistant team doctor. He has also worked extensively with injury rehabilitation and sports medicine, such as with the LA Rams team doctor, Dr. Tuttle. He has postgraduate education as a spinal disability evaluator. He also carries professional appointments for his contributions to the community of Palm Desert, which is where his practice is located, such as from the Certified Backseat Spinal Disc Decompression Center from 1996. But the most important reason that he is here with us today is because he is also one of the first doctors not only to purchase an energy enhancement system, or as you will hear, EES system, for his own practice, but he's also helped to spearhead clinical research of this technology. Welcome back to our show, Dr. DeBoer. It's been a while since we last spoke, probably about a year and a half on the air.
Yes, it's very good to talk with you again, Deborah. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. It's beautiful here. I don't even have to ask you how the weather is down there, I'm sure.
It's actually been a little hot down here during this time of the year, but we're weathering it okay.
Oh, great. Now, how long have you had your energy enhancement system at your facility there in Palm Springs?
I've been working with the technology for about 3 years now.
Okay, and how is it set up? How many units?
We actually just, we're going to be launching a new center in Mexico City, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And so I moved my 8-unit to a center there And, in fact, I'm going to be traveling in about a week to set that system up and do the grand opening. And we now have a four-unit system in our center here.
Wow. Now, how do you explain scalar energy? You know, you're a chiropractor, as we've established, but how do you explain it to a new patient that you think could benefit from the technology?
Well, when I'm talking with lay people, I always like to keep things very simple and fundamental so it's easy to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Scalar energy primarily does one thing. It energizes the cells in your body to their optimum energy range, which is 70 to 90 millivolts. The average patient in a two-hour therapy session will have the majority of their cells re-energized.
Great. Well, you know, I know one thing here in San Francisco. Sometimes I get very intelligent people that come off the street and they said, you know, this looks like really woo-woo technology. This is like for vortex chasers. Is there a real science behind this technology, just to clear it?
There is significant science behind the technology. And, in fact, if anybody says that or makes statements like that, they're just uninformed and unaware of scalar technology and some of the breakthroughs in this area. In fact, one of the leading areas of development and growth in healing technology are in energy-based technology. It's where a lot of the resources and money is being spent worldwide concurrently.
Right. I spoke with Dr. Greg Gerber, you know, Greg. Anyway, Dr. Gerber had been on last week, and he mentioned a conversation that you and he had regarding diabetes. Now, you and I both know how big a problem, especially particularly in the United States, that diabetes is. What have you seen happen when persons affected by diabetes enter into this energy field?
We have seen in our facility the same findings that Dr. Vega saw, who did the initial clinical trials about 4 years ago. And we have found that virtually every single insulin-dependent diabetic case that went into the field for approximately 2 hours required a reduction in their insulin injection within the next 24 hours. So, simply stated, there was enough healing of the islet cells of the pancreas that the body was able to produce more insulin, requiring less injection support.
Wow. So with diabetes as well as, or diabetics as well as other ailments that people may come in with, it's pretty peculiar to each individual, isn't it? Because it's really hard probably to track the scale of improvement on a person-to-person basis. Is that correct?
Yes, because the interesting thing about the technology is you have two facets. You have one, a technology that is extremely technical in nature,
mm-hmm.
but rather simple in application. So sometimes it's a little difficult for the layperson to wrap their mind around it and then for the scientist to go, well, it can't be that simple. That's what's so extraordinary about it. And if you take, for instance, case type like a diabetic, which Dr. Gerber and I were discussing and actually formulating plans for research projects with diabetic cases, it is one that is very, very easy to measure. And in fact, we were looking at the possibility of utilizing case types that had an automated system that automatically injected and did the self-measuring, so it's already, it would be a documentation.
Oh, wow, that would be amazing.
Based research, and you would see immediately the response. And this is just one area. I mean, there are so many really, quite frankly, miraculous results that we have seen with the technology. One of the areas that have been very dramatic is in severe neurological deficit cases, such as trauma cases. We've had a couple cases come in that had just dramatic improvement in a relatively short period of time. 7 2-hour sessions over about a 3 to 4 month period of time. I got a call from the patient, and he was able to physically walk the full length of the double L parallel retraining bars. So,
wow. Now, this is a stroke patient, right?
Beg your pardon?
This is a stroke patient?
No, this was a trauma patient.
Oh, I see.
That actually was blown out of a hole in the ground in an explosion and was paralyzed from the waist down from spinal cord trauma.
So you would say, for that kind of trauma, would you actually set the protocol for time spent for that, like you said, 7 2-hour sessions?
Well, when that case came in, I mean, I had no idea. He came in a wheelchair, and I said, listen, I said, you know, I have no idea if you're going to experience anything. Let's just put you in the energy field, and you tell me. And he went in, actually, he was exposed to the technology in one of my lectures and did a 30-minute introductory session. And when he came out, he said he had felt tingling up and down the area of his lower back where he hadn't felt anything in 5 years. So I was very excited about that. He was very excited. And so we set up a program over a period of about 3 months. And he came in. He had to travel a pretty long distance to get to our facility. And every single time he went in, I had marked improvement. After the third session, he could physically stand and weight bear. And I mean, it was just miraculous. It was miraculous.
Well, how happy for you. You must have been excited yourself. My goodness. Yeah.
I'm excited about those things.
Yeah. Now, has that changed your chiropractic approach as far as treating illness and disease? Because there was a time when chiropractic care was the all approach. Actually, I'll let you answer that question as soon as we come back. We're going to take a short break. I just want to mention again that phone number for San Fastia. Call them at 206-242-1878 for your free one-hour session in the Energy Enhancement System. You can also request more information on today's guest or on purchasing or leasing the EES technology for your home or your business. Again, that's 206-242-1878. I'm Deborah Saunders, your host today for the Energy Enhancement Forum. We'll be back in a moment to finish our discussion with Dr. DeBoer, so don't go away.
What's keeping you from living an extraordinary life? Your symptoms, stress, inability to change?
Network Care will give you new body-mind strategies to change your body and change your life.
Experience it for yourself.
Call Center of the Universe Network Care at 206-297-1126. Mention the station and receive your initial visit for only $50, half off our normal fee.
Call us at 206-297-1126.
And tune in for Live an Extraordinary Life, Mondays at noon as part of Positive Choice Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Pam.
And I'm Rochelle.
We're inviting you to tune in to our show, Chat with Women, every Wednesday at noon for an hour of fun.
You'll be inspired, motivated, educated, informed, and have some real laughs.
Get real advice about anything from two women who have experienced a lot of life. They want to share their joy and knowledge of life with you. These two women are young enough to remember and old enough to know.
Don't miss Chat with Women every Wednesday at 12 noon.
Right here on Positive Choice Talk Radio.
Modern medical treatments focus on a specific symptom or problem. Traditional Chinese medicine treats not only the ailment, but addresses your body's entire health system. The Advanced Wellness Center in Bellevue uses proven traditional Chinese medicine to treat a broad range of health issues. To learn more, call the Advanced Wellness Center in Bellevue at 425-462-9355 or visit us on the internet at advancedwellnesscenter.com. .net.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back. You are listening to KKNW, 1150 AM, Positive Choice Talk Radio, and the Energy Enhancement Forum. We're talking to Dr. James DeBoer. He is the founder of the Wellness Institute located in Palm Springs. He's also a researcher of the effects of scalar wave fields on the human biological system. We parted at the break with a question that was left unanswered, and I'd like to do that again. Has this technology affected you as a chiropractor in your approach to treating illness and disease? Because many of us realize that chiropractic care, they believe a lot of healing comes from just that particular modality of that approach. How do you feel about that?
It's actually affected me pretty dramatically. At the time that I purchased the equipment, I was the director of a center I developed called the Spine Institute of the Desert, which was dedicated to treating patients with severe spine-related injuries in a non-drug, non-surgical format. And after working with the technology for about a year and seeing the marketplace really dramatically changing with many patients coming in with wellness related concerns and really full body oriented, non-drug, wellness sort of healthcare interests and concerns, which the energy enhancement, in my opinion, kind of fits very nicely into a wellness type of practice. I actually closed the Spine Institute, built out a new center, and that's why my new center is called Desert Wellness Institute. And the energy enhancement system is now an integral part of the different type of treatment programs that we provide for patients.
That's really neat. Yeah, Dr. Greg Gerber had mentioned the very same. You know, he invested a quarter of a century as being in the allopathic, doing the allopathic route, and he's recognized, too, about the wellness piece, too. So, yeah, it's wonderful that that's happening here. You know, there is one concern that we have seen is growing in numbers. As they come in here to Santa Cecilia, we've heard a lot of patients coming in with pain management issues, especially with cancer. Have you had any responses from your patients, or have you had any cancer patients come through to your system?
Well, two areas there, pain management and cancer patients. We have treated a fair number of cancer patients as being an active part of their overall managed program. When I treat cancer patients, they need to be under the proper medical management for their cancer condition and are getting competent care and advice in that regard. And then I act as part of their overall wellness recovery program. I kind of oversee the alternative aspects of it. And we've seen some pretty miraculous recovery and healing rates with cancer patients, which is very, very promising. In fact, every case that I have been involved with that we have had coming in the center, and they're using a multidisciplinary approach and using many different alternative approaches along with the energy enhancement system, every single case that we had went into remission. So I'm pretty impressed with the energy enhancement system and what it is able to do. I think it would be a very good aspect of any recovery program for cancer.
Right, and it's really quite simple, as you brought out earlier. It's all about energy, and if we recall our biology, it's low energy. The diseases such as cancer is almost invariably low energy, 15 to 20 millivolts, I believe. Go ahead.
Correct. When a patient is suffering from cancer, the cancer cell energy signature is usually in the 15 to 20 millivolt range, and which is a very low energy level for the cell, so the cell is definitely not going to be functioning properly. And the definition of cancer is it is just abnormal cell growth. And one of the things that most lay people don't understand is that actually all of us have cancer all the time. Again, all cancer is abnormal cell growth, and we have a system in the body designed to keep that in check. And the only time you get cancer is when the body is unable to deal with the rate of cancer growth. And if you take a cancer cell and you energize it, and as long as there isn't any DNA damage, the body is able to use the cellular instructions and start to heal and repair, and the healing rates can be really quite dramatic.
Wow, it really seems like the energy enhancement system is really helping in all kinds of areas. Now, What studies would you like to, or would you particularly be interested in focusing in on in using this technology? Are there any pet projects that you would like to, hone in on?
There are so many. I'll tell you a few of the areas that I think are very promising. Number one, it is a very good pain management tool, since you did mention that earlier. We use it as part of our protocol when we're dealing with patients that have had severe spine-related injuries while they're undergoing non-surgical treatment protocols.
Mm-hmm.
Part of their protocol will be using the energy enhancement system as a pain management tool. It is one of the best tools in that regard that I've ever seen. You can have a person spend 1 to 2 hours in it, and it'll reduce pain at least 50%, and it usually lasts at least 2 days.
Well, that would be perfect for sports medicine then.
Right, so any type of sports medicine where a patient is coming in with severe low back or sciatica, it's a very, very good tool to help reduce pain.
Well, I'm just about ready to blow out my knees, and I found that it's very effective the 8 unit for a couple of hours, and then it's totally gone. It was really hard in my knees.
Right. And the other area that I've seen very dramatic improvements are in hemispheric communication issues in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, cases that have been diagnosed with depression, type of personality disorders. Our statistics are on those case types that have been on psych meds for at least a year. The average response rate is 3 2-hour sessions for the patient to be able to be weaned off the meds.
Really? Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Dramatic improvement with the cases. I mean, the individuals, like different people after 3 sessions.
Wow, that's very promising for many people, especially in the day and the times that we live in where life seems so uncertain and it just seems to compound the problems. Yeah, that's
in
amazing.
Facility, along with that general area of healthcare, we provide care for children for free, and we have treated fair number of patients with Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
We had one very rare child that had Up syndrome, which instead of missing a chromosome, they actually have an extra one.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Most of the cases within 3 to 6 sessions have dramatic improvement in their ability to communicate. The one child that came in with Up syndrome absolutely unable to verbally communicate at all. He was rather combative with almost anybody he met, and he had constant spastic paralysis of all 4 limbs. And after the first session, there was a dramatic improvement in the spastic paralysis. By the 3rd session, he was able to articulate verbally and complete a sentence.
Wow, that's
really
amazing.
Quite dramatic. And he, in fact, parents had quite a tear-jerking story that he had never ever even been able to say his mother's name or say dad or
daddy. Oh, that's wonderful.
And he was able to acknowledge and kind of start to communicate with both of his parents. That was really neat.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I in our own family, we experienced the same. My son was diagnosed 87% visual learner, so highly dyslexic, but 1 2-hour session in Dr. Michael's system when she was down in Palm Springs. Next week, he was reading his first reader. Of course, it was at 10 years old, so he's still slow going, but now it's a discipline more than anything. But the hemispheres get balanced out, don't they?
Yeah, it seems to help dramatically on balancing the communication between the hemispheres, which impact many areas of communication, of also how the person comprehends and is able to learn information. It's really, there's still a lot not understood about it, but boy, the results are just speak for themselves.
Wow. Well, Well, what do you think about this technology then? Do you see this, where do you see this technology going as far as going abroad internationally or even for the United States?
I think what has to happen now is some research needs to be undertaken. And the problem with research and how research works in this country is research is almost solely funded by the drug companies.
Right.
And so to get good quality research done, you have to raise money to do it. And there are definitely certain interests, you know, that are not going to fund this type of research. So it makes it challenging. And in fact, Dr. Gerber and I, he has a, we've been discussing this in quite length, and he has some very good ideas on how to pursue this. He has a lot of experience in the allopathic medicine arena, opening 7 different hospitals, so he knows most of the players, and he has some very good ideas about how to get us into the research arena and doing probably some very good foreign-based research, so we'll have to keep you posted on that.
Well, for sure. Now, it sounds like you've really had some positive results in that system. Well, perhaps you can come back to our forum next time and let us know the progress of your work. We'd love to have you back. Once again, to our listening audience, if you would like further information on any of our guests, like Dr. DeBoer or Dr. Gerber, featured on this forum, feel free to contact Samthasia via the web at scalarwaveonline.com. Once again, this is Deborah Saunders. I am the owner of Samthasia, and this is Seattle's first scalar wave energy spa. I'd love for you to experience this energy system for 1 hour on me. You can reach us at 206-242-1878. We want to thank our guests very much for joining us, Dr. James DeBoer from sunny Palm Springs. And to our listening audience, please join us again next week for another discussion about scalar wave technology only on Positive Choice Talk Radio, 1150 KKNW.